Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to TLE News, TLE Radio. I'm your host, M.H. Labduni. And today's topic of the day, we have the hanging of a man in Wilmington, Delaware, also nicknamed Killaware, and no one is really talking about it. Now, here's the news. A man's body was found hanging on a fence in Wilmington, Delaware parking lot Friday morning. Initial reports that tied down on a fence on the 500 block of Here's where it gets interesting. According to investigators, it appears that the man may have tried to climb or jump the fence when his shorts got caught on the fence. The man is believed to be around 40 to 50 years of age. Now, at the time, police do not suspect foul play, according to Sergeant Andrea Janvier, spokeswoman for the Wilmington Police Department. Now, his body was transported to the Delaware Division of Forensic Sciences to be identified and a cause of death determined. Newcastle County paramedic spokesman David McKinney declined to comment on the discovery, deferring questions to police. That's it. Just like that. Now, it's been more than 36 hours, and after scouring the internet, that is all the information available. The information we have to go off of. One has to ask, how the hell did this man die hanging from a fence if just his shorts got caught on it? Nothing else is said, nothing else is revealed, nothing else is told. And here, a week later, a week after it all happened, the reporter that broke the story, I even contacted the police department. No one has any answers in regards to the man that was found hanging. Everyone is left to speculate the race of the man, considering the current racial and political climate, along with a supercharged war on black males by police. Now, do the names Philando Castile or Charles Kinsey ring a bell? Now, just a couple weeks ago, a black man was found hanging outside a KKK meeting place, a.k.a. Piedmont Park, in Atlanta, Georgia, and the death was ruled a suicide, open and shut. Back in May, another black man was found hanging in Beechwood, Ohio. It was also ruled a suicide, open and shut. March of last year, another black man was found hanging in Mississippi, and it, too, was ruled a suicide, open and shut. Now, Joe's Crab Shack must have reasoned that black people's self-esteem was low enough to have pictures of a black man being hanged embedded into their tables as decor back in February. Now, let me bring this all back. This story doesn't hold water. How did climbing or jumping over a wire fence and getting shorts caught end up with a grown man left dead hanging from said fence? I challenge you to go outside right now. I'll wait. Go outside right now and look at either your wire metal fence or a neighbor's fence and look at it. There's no barbed wire. How are you going to die with your shorts getting caught on the fence and you hanging upside down? How are you going to hang upside down if your shorts are caught on the fence? For you to be a full-grown man, 40 to 50 years old, if your shorts get caught on the fence, take the shorts off or rip the shorts. The weight alone should rip the shorts from the fence. You're not going to hang upside down. You're a full-grown 40 to 50-year-old man. How are you going to hang upside down on the fence and have the shorts do not rip? That's some strong shorts. But think about how you could die attempting to jump or climb over that fence just because your shorts got caught. I challenge you to go and try. See, now what was really going on is we need more information. and no one is looking to divulge until the narrative has been put together. Once again, you know, the open and shut, it was a suicide, we're not going to investigate any further, closed book narrative. Once again, the conversation is being controlled, and we are being told what to believe. Our reality is being decided for us by the powers that be, despite conflicting actions right before our very eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, this hanging in Delaware is indicative of what's going on around the country. Let's not forget, racism did not only exist in the South. Racism was very much alive in the North. Let's not forget when Martin Luther King went to, I believe it was Chicago, and he said the racism he met there, the struggle he met there was far worse than what he met in Mississippi. He thought Mississippi was bad. So come on, Mississippi Dam. If you don't know about Mississippi Dam, look it up, Netflix. Mississippi Dam, one hell of a movie. But still, we had black men dying, black men being hung, black men being lynched. Open and shut, closed cut case. It was a suicide. Being shot down by police. Oh, it was justified. Armed or unarmed, it was still justified. It doesn't matter. We need to wake the hell up. If you don't like what I'm saying, maybe you need to take a look at the number of black unarmed people dying at the hands of police. And they want to say, oh, well, you should have complied. Oh, you should have listened. Oh, you should have did this. Oh, you should have did that. Guess what? North Miami, a mental health therapist, he complied. He over-complied. He freaking submitted the hands of police, laid out on the ground, back on the ground, hands up in the air, yelling, I do not have a gun. I am a mental health therapist. I am complying, and he still got shot. So how can you explain that was just a bad shooting? Since you can't explain it away, that was just a bad shooting. So if it's just a bad shooting, explain that. But nobody wants to talk about this unpopular war, this unpopular attack on black men. But that's all right, because while you guys may not want to talk about it, there are people within the community that still are going to talk about it, still going to address it, and it may not be the popular trending topic, but guess what? Those who need to listen will listen, and those who want to listen will get what they need to get to move on. Now, it's pretty sure there's more hanging that we have not heard of, have not been informed about, but that's just how it is. And I actually, before the show, I had a friend of mine send me a bunch of news articles about more hangings in Delaware and how they're trying to cover it up and the conspiracy that's going on and all this. And I'm going through it all. I'm reading through it all. It's not pretty. And trust and believe, there will be a follow-up. But guess what? We need to discuss what's going on. No, I take that back. I'm done discussing. We're done discussing. All we've been doing is talking and talking and talking and having a conversation. A conversation that never, because guess what? America controls the conversation, so thereby controlling the conversation, they control the outcome. Instead of making the focus on the necessary racial inequalities that are transparent, that are really just destroying the black community altogether, including Black Lives Matter, F Black Lives Matter. Yeah, you can tell them I said it. Is destroying the black community, we need to focus on building a black community. We need to focus on reestablishing our black community. We need to focus on fixing the black community. So with that being said, what are you going to do? How are you going to play your part? Questions. I'm N.H. Labdouni, signing out. CLE News, CLE Radio. Black man, keep your head up. It's ugly out there. For real, for real. I'm going to hit you with this Trump. And I'm out. This one's for you, Donald.
Started on the block, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Don't put in, don't get out. Gave it all, here's a warm-up right before I ball. I'm on my come-up, yo, you still on pajama flow. Sleeping on me like lit, 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 lit. Started on the block, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Don't put in, don't get out. Gave it all. all right before I ball on mama, come up, yo. You still on pajama float, sleeping on me like you're sleeping with me. Kick your tit up, now there you go. Pop that ass and send you on your way, ho. My time is money, what you think you came for? Let that bang go, go bang, ho.